The Corner Office. Indispensable and unexpected lessons from CEOs on how to lead and succeed. Author Adam Bryant. The five qualities of a CEO. What does it take to lead an organization? Whether it's an athletic team, a non-profit, a startup, or a multinational corporation. What, at the end of the day, are the keys, the factors, to achieving the highest levels of success? Interviews with CEOs and other leading executives point to five essentials for success qualities that most of the CEOs share, and which they look for in others when they hire. The good news, these keys are not genetic. It's not as if you have to be tall or left-handed. These qualities are developed through attitude, habit, and discipline. Factors that are within everyone's control, they will make you a better employee, manager, and leader. The qualities these executives share are passionate curiosity, battle-hardened, confidence, team smarts, a simple mindset, and fearlessness. 1. Passionate curiosity. There are plenty of people who are passionate, but many of their passions are focused on just one area. There are a lot of curious people in the world, but they can also be wallflowers. But passionate curiosity is a better description of the quality that sets CEOs apart, an infectious sense of fascination with everything around them. Passionate curiosity is indispensable, no matter what the job is. You want somebody who is just alert and very awake and engaged with the world and wanting to know more. 2. Battle-hardened confidence. People and companies reveal how they deal with adversity only in the context of new challenges. When they are faced with potential or real failure and the status quo is not an option. The best predictor of behaviour is past performance, and that's why so many CEOs interview job candidates about how they dealt with failure in the past. 3. Team smarts. The most effective executives are more than team players. They understand how teams work, the different roles of the individual players, and how to get the most out of the group. They know how to create a sense of mission and how to make people feel like everyone's getting credit. 4. A simple mindset. CEOs and most senior executives want the same thing from people who present to them: be concise, be brief, get to the point, and make it simple. Business is not always as complicated as it sometimes appears to be, nor should it be. Yet few people can deliver the simplicity that many bosses want. 5. Fearlessness. Risk-taking is often a quality associated with entrepreneurs, the kind of people who have the stomach to make the bet-the-farm wagers on the new business idea and are held up as heroes in business magazines for their bold moves. But risk-taking doesn't quite capture the quality that many CEOs embody and look for and encourage in others. With the business world in seamlessly endless turmoil, maintaining the status quo, even when things appear to be working well, is only going to put you behind the competition. So when CEOs talk about executives on their staffs that are fearless, there is a reverence in their voices. They are looking for calculated and informed risk-taking, but mostly they want people to do things that are not just what they are told to do. The reality of managing. 1. The surprises that await you. As much as people can try to prepare for management jobs, they're likely to feel blindsided. Management jobs represent a very public form of on-the-job training. People have to learn how to handle the work under the bright lights of center stage as employees scrutinize every move. 2. Time management. Few people face greater time management challenges than CEOs. After all, as their titles imply, they are ultimately in charge of everything, and demands are relentless and seemingly unlimited. So how to handle it all? Certainly one answer is to sleep less. Anybody who can get by on minimal sleep can get a huge leg up. And a number of CEOs said they get by on very little rest. Time management is an increasingly valuable skill as the workload of every job seems to grow. 3. The art of running meetings. Everyone's been stuck in a bad meeting at one time or another. Sometimes it's not even clear why you're meeting, other than you've always met at this time each week or each month. People are checking their BlackBerries, the meeting ends with little or no resolution, and you walk out of the room muttering to yourself, "Oh, that was a waste of time." Many CEOs have developed a smart set of tools and tricks to elevate the quality of meetings and to handle some of the trickier situations and tense moments that can arise. The goals in each case are to keep people fully engaged and to set clear rules about expectations of behaviour so that the group knows that when the line is crossed. 4. Smart interviewing. You've no doubt heard the standard job interview questions. What are your strengths and weaknesses? What do you see yourself doing in 5 years' time? What would your previous bosses say about you? It's a familiar script, and most people are prepared for it when they come for a job interview. Out of necessity, CEOs have developed smart interviewing strategies to get people off their scripts, to get around the bullet points on the resume. By the time candidates get to their office for the interview for a job, they've likely been thoroughly vetted for their skill to ensure that they have technical capabilities to do the work. 5. Lock yourself out of your office. The corner office is just one of the rewards for the hard work and sacrifice required to earn top spot in a department, a division, or a company. But the physical office itself, it can be a trap. Many CEOs offer the same advice. To keep tabs on what employees are thinking and saying, executives have to make time to get out and walk around. They have to find other ways to learn what people are really thinking. 6. Be a coach, not a critic. Many bosses are from the school of management where they focus solely on results. Did you do a good job? Did you do a bad job? In this sense, it's an approach not unlike that of a critic. Thumbs up, thumbs down. How many stars did you get for the latest work you've done? Then go on to the next task. It's certainly an easier approach than management because it involves sitting back, watching the work and rendering judgment. If people doing the work aren't good enough, they can be replaced. Smart workers often get better in spite of bosses like this, just by studying the feedback loop and learning from it, or by seeking help from their colleagues. Then the boss pats himself on the back saying, "Oh, I'm a good manager," even though he has spent little time to no time actually managing or leading anything. The reality of leading. What's the difference between management and leadership? Management is about results. Management is quantifiable, measurable, almost a science. Leadership is an art. It's a secret ingredient that makes the workers commit more of themselves to their work. When people are committed to do what they do, the line between work and life dissolves. Leaders who can create a sense of mission are far more likely to succeed because they will have harnessed that extra energy. To reach the corner office, it takes a lot of ambition, impatience, and fierce determination. To stand out from the pack, you have to do more work than others and do it better and faster. It certainly helps to have a few of the classic traits of personality.